Midway Concrete and Garden Supplies. Call 1800 Midway, midwayconcrete.com.au.
Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
Going to catch up with a whole lot of coaches between now and Saturday and get them to give us their takes on the grand final upcoming and the two or three couple of points that they're most keen to have a look at. Andy Collins about to join us. Before we get to Andy, yesterday we were lamenting on the show the fact that we don't have anyone racing the clock to get ready for the grand final.
Do
we have one?
The media has concocted a scenario where now we are racing the clock, and I don't know if it involves the hyperbaric chamber, but I sure hope it does. That Tommy Hawkins misses training and we go into meltdown.
It's just hallelujah for everybody who's up there covering the ground. Needs a bit of clickbait and a bit of this and a few page turns and a story for people to get alarmed about. Well, beautiful. Tommy Hawkins missed training and he's sick.
Yeah.
He's been isolated. Well, you mentioned the word isolation in 2020 and, oh, God, we all go into a fizz when isolation gets mentioned.
You scratch under the surface of that story just the tiniest bit and you realise, he's definitely playing, but, gee, it feels just a bit more comforting that where there was a bit of a race against the clock during grand final week. Oh, now
well,
I feel
on.
A bit better.
Now I've got
feel like things have levelled out a little bit because before that it was topsy-turvy. Whoa, what's going on?
Well, it's 5 past 5. We learned about this at about 12:15. I think we need an hourly update on Tom Hawkins. We need the live ticker.
Yep.
He still hasn't been seen around any teammates and there's been no update and... You know, the game.
Have you got a favourite? Have you got a favourite race against the clock? Grand final week,
right?
Because
let's
there's
park
been so
that.
Many.
Let's park that, and we'll have a chat about this after we speak to Andy Collins about this year's grand final. He's been good enough to join us. 3-time premiership player, of course, coach of Willie, and a great friend of everybody here at Drive, and he joins us. Hello, Andy.
Andy, Bob, I was actually having a laugh, and I'm glad that. You didn't come to me 2 minutes earlier because I was in hysterics listening to you both. Racing the clock. Yes, we don't have that, isn't it? When was the last time two teams have been so settled going into a grand final?
That's a good question.
But the more the settled the teams are, the less settled the rest of us are. It's thrown everything out of whack.
not prepared for this. Do you have a blanket theory, Andy? And we're not suggesting that, you know, Tom Hawkins fits this category, but just more broadly, going into a grand final, whether it, you know, you be with your coach's hat on or as a senior teammate, maybe involved in the conversation about playing an injured player. Do you have a blanket rule on that with grand finals?
Look, I believe that I'll take what I think is the most deserved players into a grand final. It's such a privilege to play in one. And Alan Jeans once, you know, informed us that you should have the confidence in yourself, even at 50 or 60%, that you can do your role. So to make a radical change of a team is really difficult. I remember, I think it was the 87 grand final in which Hawthorn got smashed, and that was my very first grand final that I played in. And if I remember, you know, I came in for Richard Loveridge. Darren Pritchard came in for, I think, Jason Dunstall missed out. And this was all on the eve of a grand final week. And it is unsettling for that to go behind the scenes for not only the coach, but obviously the rest of the senior teammates. But I don't think Tom Hawkins' throat's going to be causing too much grief for the Geelong Footy Club.
No, I don't think it will. So as an extension to that, when you hear a story like, you know, and his name's been mentioned a bit earlier on the program today under a different circumstance, but when you reflect on a decision made by a player like Simon Prestigiacomo, who was in that year's grand final, but on the morning of the game goes up to the coach and says, I'm not right. How much respect do you give to the individual, Andy, for him to sacrifice what must be, you know, a lifelong dream to play in that game, but for the good of the side, he makes a very selfless call.
Yeah, look, and we all are familiar with that story, and that is a real selfless act, because I'm not sure personally, if I would have done it, I probably would have gone out with a, you know, a jagged leg or probably an ACL even to get out there, you know, with the hope of playing in a grand final. And, you know, that just probably speaks volumes of the character of Presti, as we know, just a ripper bloke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Andy, you've always come across, you know, to me at least, as emotionally very level, calm, cool and collected. Did that change much in the build-up of a grand final when you were a player to being a coach?
My very first grand final that I just briefly spoke about, man, I was a nervous wreck. And I remember, you know, in reflection, and we got belted, but the first 15 minutes of that game, I felt that I just couldn't take oxygen in. It was a really hot day. But it was really just anxiety, you know, and I probably had built myself up for the whole week. And I swore to myself from that day onwards that I'd never lose to stress again. You know, it's a terrible feeling losing to anxiety. And the great thing about, you know, the Hawthorn Football Club and the Hawthorn players is they're very experienced. And we spoke openly about it. And probably personally, you know, I made sure that I learnt the methods to make sure that I never got those nerves again. And, you know, the grand finals to me is what you build up to. And, you know, I hear this great comment that pressure is a privilege. To feel excitement, if that is pressure, that's a wonderful way to live. And I used to feel excitement of a grand final because this is what you played for, you know, or this is what you coach for. So, you know, the anxiety was replaced with excitement and a genuine sort of love for what was going to occur.
Andy, you're good at identifying that. You've coached, you know, premierships now and you've, you know, you played in games as a senior player, in big games as a senior player. Are you good at recognising the signs of that in players who might be playing in a game of that magnitude for the first time in the lead up to that game?
Yeah, I hope so. But I quite clearly share those experiences and get others to share those experiences openly with the group. And particularly senior players are probably the best source of that. And by getting those conversations early in the week, and I could imagine, you know, many of the senior, well, these are two very experienced teams. Many of the senior players that are premiership players are probably sharing that with the younger players. And, you know, it was only Noah Bolter, you know, it's his first senior grand final, and he was in a VFL grand final this time last year, if you like. And there's probably going to be a few of those players. And you can imagine, you know, a Koch and a Martin just going up and having a few quiet words, you know, particularly in the hubs. There's probably nothing else to do except have a few quiet words with a teammate. And I think that that's the lovely thing. And I remember Russell Green and Dipper and those sort of guys doing that with me as well.
So as a coach, would you say, I mean, I don't know whether it goes unsaid and it doesn't need to be said because the senior players in your group, you know, take that on board anyway. And that's probably why they've, you know, risen to the positions they occupy within the group. But would you, at the start of the week, just maybe get a handful of those guys around and say, listen, just make sure that you're keeping an eye on your, you know, the younger boys around the place? Just would that be something you'd ask them to do?
Yeah, I would. Look, I think that all modern coaches are really big relationship coaches. And, you know, this is the great thing when I look at the two coaches, you know, in Dimmer and Scotty, they look like they're real relationship, got great bonds with their playing group. And I would imagine those conversations would move very freely from coach to player and player to coach. And if you delve deeper, you know, and we're talking about head coaches, but, you know, their coaching teams that they have, you know, and if you look at the assistant coaches that exist in both camps, oh, what wonderful experience there as well.
Yeah.
Andy, on the Saturday, we've got a grand final of two sides with quite different styles of play. The Tigers, you know, in their organised chaos style, and the Cats, who seem to play with this control. They can take the footy and just, you know, and starve the opposition of it and then go in for the kill when they want. Have you got a bit of a feel for what might happen?
I was hoping that you'd tell me. I'm excited to put my feet up and, you know, have a quiet one just beside me and ready for the game. But isn't it a fascinating contest? you know, as a football lover, I'm a footy fanatic. And so to see this contest, you know, occur, like, you know, even the build-up in how they got to the finals, for each of them to play respective home teams, if you like, in a prelim final, you know, Richmond beating Port Adelaide and Geelong beating Brisbane at their home grounds. And it just shows the form of both teams, the contrast in styles. But I remember, you know, I think it was early September, you know, when Richmond beat Geelong, you know, last. And then Geelong looked a bit ragged for a couple of weeks. I think Port Adelaide beat them and Sydney, you know, they nearly just got beaten by Sydney. But the last couple of weeks, you know, we've seen a different Geelong. And I think Scotty's been really smart. He's made a couple of real tweaks to the team, and particularly the use of his midfielders, you know, if you Duncan and Guthrie, you know, and Blitzarves is playing a really unique role within that sort of group. And then at the same time, you know, you see Richmond, you know, with their really consistent brand of pressure and chaos, you know, and counter-punching team after team. So there was only a kick in that Port Adelaide game in really tough conditions where I thought that, you know, the conditions of the weekend really suited Geelong. And I thought they gave Brisbane a bit of a lesson, in which Brisbane, you know, openly admit that. So I'm really looking forward to the contrast in styles. You know, the most exciting contest to me is the leadership, you know, of both teams. You know, Cochin and Selwood are very proud men, aren't they? You know, and they both love to lead from the front, and they're both tough kids, really tough, you know, built for this type of footy. And you know, I think both of them will clash numerous times to show their leadership, you know, let alone the blokes of both teams that are real genuine stars of the group.
That's Andy, how exciting. Have you found the year personally, you know, having not been able to do what you love to do, and that's coach your team? Has absence make the heart grow fonder?
Yeah, I really love footy. Like, and I'm missing it, you know, and I'm missing probably being involved. But one of the great things that, you know, my generation of player, like, we went professional halfway through my career, and I was already a school teacher. So, you know, since then, you know, I was able to get a couple of teaching degrees. And my wife's parents are both deaf. Something that you both may not have known, you know. So I've found myself in one of the most unique and special schools in Victoria. I'm teaching at Forest Hill College. It has a deaf facility of 21 students.
Andy, I don't know whether you can still hear. I want to, we just lost you for a minute there. I think we've got you back now. The last thing we heard was you're teaching at Forest Hill, at the school in Forest Hill, where you've got the 21 deaf kids as well. Are you able to pick up where? Because I really want to hear what came next. And we just lost the line for a second.
Sorry about that. Is that okay now?
Yeah, we've got you now. Yeah.
Yeah, and the other side of the school is that there's a sports academy. And every morning, there's around 160 kids over four different sports. And one of those sports is football. So for 2 hours, I get to run around with year seven kids and play football. That's about where my standard's at the moment, right, as a 55-year-old running around with year sevens. And then from there, I go into a classroom to support, you know, these terrific young kids in a mainstream school, some profoundly deaf and others hard of hearing, in mathematics. And it's just a special honour, you know, to be able to help these kids. And I'm loving it. So it's actually been a really nice transition for me. And it just shows, doesn't it, you know, when we're dealing with adversity, there's a lot of adversity and resilience going on with everyday life, you know, that kids face. And, you know, kids that are born profoundly deaf, or kids that are hard of hearing, you know, I love the idea of being able to give them a little bit of support when they need it.
Yeah, well, it's a great story, and it fills the heart with joy to hear you talk about it the way you do. I feel like it's a perfect note to let you go on, to be honest. I could ask you a few other bits and pieces, but that just sounds like a nice place to end it. Have you got to lean one way or the other for Saturday night, Andy? Have you got a, is your gut pulling you towards Richmond or Geelong?
Well, I sent a message, and obviously we're very proud that Kane Lambert's one of our Williamstown boys. So yep. I sent a message to Kane, and this is a bit egotistical of myself. I said, come and join me at 3, Kane. So, you know, it's a lovely thing for Kane, and I've thrown him out the challenge. So we support Kane. We don't support Richmond. We support Kane Lambert.
Well, hopefully in 3 or 4 years' time, you'll be sending the same message to Mick Gibbons, Andy, and we'll get you back on to have a chat.
Actually, I'll take my hat off to you there. That's pretty good. That was actually pretty good by you.
That's pretty good.
Guys, thanks for having me on today.
Oh, mate, you're a champion.
I really think, you know, it's good.
We love hearing your voice, mate. It's worth listening to. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right. See you, Andy. See you, Bob.
Andy Collins.
See you, Andy.
Might be a bit to chat about after that, I reckon. Before we go to the break, odds update thanks to Sportsbet. Sky Racing now available on Sportsbet. Watch racing live on the app. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. 180 the Tigers, 210 the Cats. The Norm Smith 450 Martin, $6 Dangerfield, 13 Hawley and Pressier, each of 2. Duncan, Hawkins and Cochin, $15 for Normie and Lynch and Bolton. $17 Storm, $175. In the NRL Grand Final, the Panthers.
And what about this week's challenge against the Panthers, Dave?
The Panthers, 215. Righto. Clive Churchill Medal, Cam Smith, 450. Nathan Cleary, 450. $9, Cam Munster. $10, Ryan Pappenhausen. Now, there's a great name to say for sports broadcasters or fans. Pappenhausen. That's a great name. If you want to talk about Andy Collins, I do, when we come back.
Can we please? Yeah, there's a lot of temper text to run through as well.
Let's have a chat. And hopefully Messrs. Buckley and Amafio, Archer, if there is room and a need, hopefully you fellas are having a listen. We'll have a chat when we come back.